Welcome to, I don't know what number it is, I almost fucked this up, right?
Father's Day episode.
Yes. We don't have a number because I almost fucked this up. The Saber Podcast, we took a month break because we went to brunch one day and that sounded like shit. That's why I didn't air it, folks. You're wondering why the fuck you didn't hear a Saber Podcast in the month of April. Man,
I
mean.
I like the photos from your brunch, the big United Nations multiracial.
Yo, it is United Colors of Benetton.
It just looked like you and Mo adopted different episodes.
We brought in Kenny Warren for the Blacks. We brought in Brian Johnson.
He was
John
very late, by the way.
Daniel Parafan, I think, with you guys.
Dennis Parafan. Hates white people.
The whitest Hispanic.
Oh, exactly.
The whitest Hispanic. Dude, you ever see my reactions to him on Facebook?
I love fucking with him.
You're passable. What are you doing? Just change your last name. Stop it. You're hurting yourself.
I love how he's in Ohio right now hating life as though he's surrounded by white people.
Is he? He's going to die soon.
He is.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the first one. If we had a Deadpool for comedians, I'm voting for Dennis. Yeah. No?
It was funny. He goes, I went to the doctor. I said, do you know your medical chart? All the diagnosis codes must look like fucking binary language for a computer. Because you're so out of shape and disgusting.
You know what he reminds me of sometimes?
I love him. No, I feel like Dennis. I do too.
I enjoy him. I love the dude. I think he's hilarious.
But I am voting on you, so make me some money.
He kind of
the odds are 1-4 for Powder Fan dying first.
You remember the movie Spawn?
Yeah.
He reminds me of the clown.
Oh.
He does. That's
John, and he loves John Leguizamo, whatever his name is.
Leguizamo. Strong start.
Ripping up Dennis.
I like how our theme is fucking Father's Day, but Parafan will be in no danger of fathering a child anytime soon.
And the sad part is we love the dude. That's why we're busting on him.
We shit on who we love. But you're right. Today is the Father's Day-ish theme to our podcast. So we've got Mark Anthony Ramirez next to my immediate right, who has multiple children. Four. All right?
Yeah,
four. All by the same mom, or
that's a no.
I have three.
Spanish.
Oh, no, well, I'm not 100%.
I was going to take that route.
I'm multiracial.
When I heard Ramirez, I was like, "Nah, I'm more than one mom."
No, actually, I had three with my ex-wife, and then some white girl I knocked up in Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Dad, never trust a white girl.
It's always a white girl that gives you like the fourth baby.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know what it is? It's always the white girl who gives you a condom meant for a white guy that didn't. So, no offense, white
guys. I got magnums.
Well, I actually watched.
There you go, Mom. That's what she did.
I got magnums, and I got fucking...
I watched it.
When you put a condom on and it's like a shower cap for the tip of your penis, you know there's trouble.
I have magnums and twisty ties. I go the other way.
We call it the Monica Vita whore drawer.
Well, you don't know what you're going to end up with. That's the thing that sucks. You don't know what's going to happen. So...
Tell us more.
Since you've been here, you've been like, so
tell us some more, Monica. Well, I mean, Jesus.
And we got Steve Martin too in the house as well, everyone.
Yeah, just one kid.
Just one kid.
Just one. Responsible white guy.
Three mothers.
Responsible white. Yeah. That's on your business card. Steve Martin, responsible white guy.
Yeah.
He laughs when he says responsible.
Aren't you from like
But
Long
it's great
City?
Because my son's mother's Puerto Rican, so it's kind of.
Yeah.
I got slagged back, Mark.
That's right, babe. Way to go.
What were you. Fist bump.
You know what it is? She just knows that you're like, you have a job. That she doesn't have to worry about where to get the child support from if you guys.
Yeah. Which is, I guess so.
I guess her tramp.
That's probably one.
I guess her tramp set that said Barriqua got you a little excited, huh?
Yeah. I am a comic, so child support's a touchy issue.
Yeah, no.
honey, I can pay you in drink tickets for this month.
Exactly. You know when he met her? He was listening to Fat Joe really loud in his car.
Big pun.
That so white just now. That was hilarious. You said it with a white girl.
I speak enough of seven different languages, but awfully.
That was the biggest humble brag. Ding! Yeah, seven languages.
You said it like a white girl.
I met her when I was getting my hubcaps replaced.
Her cousin put on new tires. Yeah. Half bald, those cocksuckers.
Her dad had one of those Latino mechanic shops that are actually just... like a jack in the middle of the street.
In the Home Depot parking lot. Yeah.
I was going to say 5 blocks from Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And of course, you got Monica Vita dressed like she's going to the Lilith Fair back in 1995.
What are you talking about?
I think she looks cute.
I'm teasing.
I do look cute.
Look at you trying to go back to white women.
He's like, from Ricky Martin back to El Blanca. All right, enough of that.
Am I not allowed to wear a baseball cap?
I'm teasing you.
I don't know what you mean.
No, it's a jacket, more like.
I'm just kidding.
That was me trying to get you to show your tits off, everyone. I just want to point that out.
That's not a real baseball cap. It's like Armani Exchange.
No, I know.
No, it's American Eagle, all right?
American Eagle?
Someone failed white 101.
At least, look, I'm sorry to say this. American
or
Eagle.
Money exchange. That's so bougie.
I'm a comic.
That's
a, I can't.
That's just
that.
A big guy thing. We don't know if we don't fit into American Eagle.
Exactly.
If that was an Old Navy jacket, we're in.
Yeah, exactly.
If it said B&T for big and tall, perhaps.
Oh, if it was from Modell's.
Old Navy's for... Old Navy's is our Barney's when you're this size.
Yeah.
It's like they're the only place that carries triple X.
Old Navy's a Barney's for Puerto Ricans. Let's make that clear, right?
And Irish.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Oh, we got off to a roaring start, that's for sure.
Let's not forget Kevin, who's expecting.
Yes. Yay.
I can't believe that wonderful woman lets you get on top of her. God bless that woman.
I know.
She's such a sweetheart.
But you know what? I love Faye because he's having a little girl.
like there's any doubt. Come on. So here's the story. She's like, well, you know, we're going to have the test to make sure of, you know, downs and all that shit, but we're going to know the sex. So of course we are. But that's a waste of time because I know with my fucking past, it's going to be a girl. So she goes.
Your past.
Past, sexual past.
Oh. I was like, how nonsense. Many women have you knocked
out?
I mean, none that I care to discuss on microphone.
It's how many prostitutes you see.
I've never hired a hooker. Never. And I've been to Vegas how many fucking times? How many times have I been hit on by a hooker in Vegas? Twice. I don't have the hooker face.
It's because you have undercover detective face.
Yeah.
But it's legal in Vegas, you dumb shit, it doesn't matter.
True.
Yeah, but they have drugs.
Yeah, they carry drugs. They're like, no, well, he can't get me for prostitution, but all this blow.
Entrapment? Como si dice entrapment in Espanol.
I've never done the hookers thing.
I never have. No. I don't have to, because I'm good looking. That's why. It's, you know, let's be honest.
I kind of do.
What are you talking about? There are plenty of good looking guys who hire.
But I can fucking, you know, I don't know. I could set the last step. I'd rather just say I'm going to strike out viciously than fucking say, okay, I'll pay you whatever.
Well, no, you need to say, I'm married. That's
what
you need
to
say.
You guys are some quality men, let me tell you.
I think a lot of really good looking men that pay for hookers, they're just like, emotional cripples. That's why they do
right.
it.
Or they don't want the bullshit.
But to be fair.
Sure, they don't want the bullshit.
But to be fair.
Like, think about Hollywood stars and stuff. They don't want the bullshit.
Yeah. Charlie, she goes, I'm just paying for them to leave. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Not come.
But I did come close.
I don't care.
Like, I was
praying for them to not have my baby. Yeah. That's what you're praying for.
I was in Amsterdam at the Red Light District, and I tell you, I came really fucking close saying, like, you know what? They are nines and tens. And I'm like, yeah, I could totally.
Window shopping.
They were fucking hot as shit. There was hot as shit, and there was
it's
a fucking
legal.
Discount.
They make sure that like they're not.
But they had the pigs down the block though too. They had the threes and the fours.
See, but I would fall in love with one. I'd be like, I'll take you out
you
of this slide.
You would because you were talking about.
I would totally
strip
go.
Oh, you're the reverse like, pretty. Oh, pretty yeah. The reverse pretty woman.
I'd be like, come on, yeah, I would do the pretty woman.
They would buy a necklace and they'd close on your hand like, oh, pretty woman.
You did do the pretty woman thing. You got a Puerto Rican woman pregnant.
I'm a sucker for that shit, dude. I would. I'd be like, you don't have to do this anymore. Come. Just hold me.
Yeah. He came as soon as she said, I poppy. He was like, oh my God, I've always fantasized about that.
Yeah, the I poppy
is annoying.
No, I had one Dominican girl one time. She was like, give me the cum poppy.
Oh.
She said that for like
15
minutes
or?
Straight. Oh, okay. No, I don't know how you'd say that in Spanish.
Damila, how do you say it? Como si dice?
I don't know, they wrote a song about it. It's called Damila Gasolina or something like that.
Oh, that's what it means.
Damila Gasolina, that's what that means.
Wait, cum is gasoline? What?
Yeah, like it just means like, give me the gasoline.
Give me the STD, poppy. Give me the STD.
Yeah, it was like a euphemism or whatever.
No, she said, give me the cum, poppy, for like 10 minutes, and all I kept, I was like, I'm trying to give you the cum. I just couldn't come.
Whiskey dick.
No, that was the first time I ever took a little hiff of Viagra because I knew she was Dominican and young, and I was like, I'm going to be a porn star. I'm going to try it. And then I tell he's like, just take a half.
How old were you when you were doing Viagra?
That's not an age.
No, I was like 29 years old. And I was like, I'll try it. He goes, just take a little bit, though. I was like, fine. Dude, I was like Superman. I fucked for like 4 hours. I was trying to give her the cum, couldn't give her the cum for like...
Her crotch was on fire.
Like 20, no, she handled it all. That's what made me nervous, because I'm on. I was like, Jesus Christ.
She was an irrigation ditch down there?
Fucking like I've never fucked before. Like, it literally was like...
I like the intensity in his eyes when he's looking at you.
He was so...
Does it make you nervous when you're sitting
so passionate?
No. I could dive across the table and land on
I just want to point out I do have my rape whistle handy.
Dude, where is it?
She put it in her pocket. She goes, I got three good looking sons of bitches. I don't need this rape whistle. I'm asking for it.
Does a rape whistle
work? It's
in
my pants.
Who's going to come to save you?
you realize we're
a whistle. A whistle.
The 9 month pregnant lady is going to waddle over here.
She'll get here about a minute and a half after she blows. They're like, is something wrong here?
Dude, first of all, there's no Viagra in the room, so we're coming fast. It's not going to be 4 hours.
Yeah. No, the thing was you came like the first time normal, but it's the second time around where it's like, forget it. Yeah, now it's like you're like a rock.
And that's the one that you knocked up then?
No, then no, absolutely not.
Oh, he runs to the...
The Dominican girl was the Viagra girl. The Puerto Rican girl was the...
just normal sex, yeah. No, I'm not a premature ejaculator.
No, no.
Humble brag, ding.
Ladies, Monica, I'm just saying, Monica. Don't insult me, Mark, in front of Monica.
And that's Steve Martin on Twitter if you guys are trying to find a guy who doesn't come too quickly.
Jeez, Mark. See what I'm trying to do over here.
I don't get that because honestly, like, there comes a point, though, where, like, I'm just like, please just come because, like, I'm done. I've been done. Like,
yeah.
They're, like, I've come 3 times now. I just please come. Jeez. Like, you're not impressing me. Like, just, yeah. Now it hurts.
Well, I've stopped before. I'm just like, I'm going to stop. Yeah. And we'll do it later.
Right.
Break.
The funniest story I ever heard about that was my son approached me with that one time. He was like,
well, how old is your son?
He's 18.
And you have an 18-year-old?
Yeah. Oh. And he goes, literally called me up. And he's like, we're talking on the phone. He's like, you know, Dad.
Jokes.
He's like, Dad, you know, a woman can only have but so many orgasms before it starts to hurt. And I was like, get off my phone.
Really? You talked to her.
I'm sorry. Are you raising half a queer? Are you raising half a queer?
No, my son is just very...
That's cool, that you could talk to your son that way.
I talk to all my kids that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what'd you do last night, Dad? I had a squirter over the house last night. It was pretty goddamn good. Made a sandwich and took off.
My son walked in on some awful shit once, yeah. I had these two girls. Oops. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he used to like come over. My son would be like, oh, Dad, I'm going to come over for a steak. Didn't call this time. This was like kind of came in. And I was like, hey. And I was like, ah! And they were like, ah! And he was just like, I just want a steak, man.
What's rule number one? Besides, there is no Fight Club. Always call before you come.
I just want a steak.
Yeah.
I just want a steak, Dad.
Yeah, here's $100. Go to Luger's. Fuck off.
Yeah, my ex-wife buys the cheap stuff. I got the nice, thick juices.
Cut? Steaks, yeah, yeah. The Del Frisco's the other night. That shit's amazing. Yeah.
Do you have daughters?
3 daughters and 1 son.
Oh, wow. Do you talk to the girls that way, too?
Yeah, we talk about everything, honestly.
What are they? What, I would like to know. What are you talking about?
Well, probably not the same, but openly.
Yeah. No, kind of, you know what it is?
How was that dick, Stephanie? No.
That'd be hilarious. You know what the funny part is about that is my autistic daughter, because autistic kids can't lie. I'd expect my autistic daughter to call me up and be like, got some dick, click. And I'd be like, what? No. Your daddy's muffin. Like,
really?
But my other daughter is just kind of like, she's like, you know, Dad, I'm afraid to tell you whenever I do anything with a dude because, you know, I just think you'll treat me differently. And I'm like, no. I said, yeah, I kind of expect it. You know, I think this whole world that people live in, like, oh, my parents never had sex. The stork brought me. Or, you know, my kids are never going to have sex. God, everybody's a horny...
Are you hanging out with Mormons or some shit? Or
my
what?
Parents weren't. My parents weren't. They, like, I was, like, the Immaculate Conception part, dude.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah. I feel like they had no sex life.
No, my parents...
Except that one time that
they just hid it better.
They're closet fuckers.
No. I don't think my mom really enjoyed it. Well,
your
mom
didn't enjoy it?
No. I don't think she
did. Look at Steve questioning it. Your mom didn't enjoy it.
You're an only kid?
And I was born after 11 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Well, your parents are gay, that's all. It's okay.
Imagine, like, she's really, like, he's really a Bruce Jenner kind of style.
No, my dad loved the ladies. No. It was
he smashed on the side?
Not, probably. It was definitely not my dad. No.
Oh. Scandal in the Vita household.
Yeah, but no, you know what?
Your mom's got a little bit of the Oprah Gayle Hillary Clinton kind of secret.
I don't know.
Maybe she liked black dudes secretly.
How many black dudes were in Romania, though?
Yeah, she's like, I always fantasize about...
Or hungry, sorry, hungry.
Hungry, whatever.
Oops, sorry.
Chasing vampires or whatever.
She would... I would be disowned. She's what? Not...
She'd be disowned.
You know what it'd be messing up if you go through your mom's personal effects, like, in 20 years, and it's just pictures of, like, all these naked black men.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's where I got
because
it
in that country, they don't have access to that, so they might have these desires that they can't
fulfill.
You
know what's really funny? I'll never forget. So, I mean, you know, there's just rampant racism, and basically, like... Back in the day, really the only black men were Africans who were going there to study. And my aunt, who's much older and, you know, like in her 80s now, but she was telling me once, she's like, well, you know, the white women with the black men, they were all whores. And I just was like, and I was young, like I wasn't even having sex yet or anything. And I was like, why are they whores? And she's like, well, because they all have big dicks and those girls just like big dicks. And I was like, la, 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 la.
How do you know, auntie?
That's where she had an experience.
Wait till your aunt comes to Canal Street looking for fake purses. She's going to go out of her fucking mind.
They all have those gross big dicks.
I know.
How uncircumcised and how throbbing they can get.
You, you know, the ones that give you pleasure, it's awful. Like, what a whore that you would want pleasure. Yeah.
Well, Snapple facts, what I learned from watching this documentary of Unhung is that the society, they have bigger dicks because, like, more monogamous society, they have smaller dicks. Like, Koreans have the smallest dicks, but they have, like, the most monogamy.
Mm-hmm. Well, so which Korea, North or South? Because I don't think you have a choice in
wherever
that.
Tommy Kang's from, that one. Whatever Korea that is.
I don't know Tommy Kang, but I know Liu Kang.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
At least
that. Yeah, I said
it.
So
if they fuck around, it gets bigger.
I guess so. So you need these big dicks to be like, just go around and just fucking banging everybody, right? Like,
by the way, the black dick thing is not, you know, it's not across the board.
No, of course not, but, you know.
I'm glad this is our Father's Day discussion about black dick and Monica's aunt's whorish opinion on when you sleep with a black man. Then this is Happy Father's Day and black dick together like that.
Do you know, since you have such a good relationship with your son, do you know if he's like packing heat down there?
According to his girlfriend, yeah.
Are you fucking his girlfriend?
Is that her?
Why would you know that? Were you like, hey, we don't even ask you a question.
Because she talks in her sleep.
No.
How big's my son's dick?
No, it's just, you know what it is? Because she's great. My son actually got a great girlfriend. She's super intelligent and educated. But she's got a really dark sense of humor. That's why they get along. Because my son's got my dad's like ultra dark, evil sense of humor. So it's just like he had to end up with somebody like that. So, like, we would just talk, like, and I'll just be like, hey, so what are you guys up to? And my son's like, what do you think is going on? Like, joking around. And she's like, because your son's packing, I can't get enough, you know? And I'm like,
well, that's her duty as a girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Like,
she has to break up.
She's like, you small dick motherfucker. Dick.
No, it's...
You limp dick cocksucker motherfucking little dick.
Yeah, that... No, he's...
Miss you.
That's, yeah, because, you know, it's always a girl that's like, you have a small dick. I've had better... 3 weeks later.
Hey, what are you up to? What's going on? How are you?
Yeah. And then they're like, I lied about that. Of course you did.
But that's how you know, like, yeah, like growing up, you'll know if a girl says you have a little dick when they're mad at you, then you'll know you have a little dick. But well, if they don't say weird, that when they're mad at you, like when they really hate you, then you know you're okay.
But the thing is, you know what? It's also weird. It's different now. Because it used to be like women, like if you had a small dick, they'd lie to you. They'd be like, no, you know, it's really great. It does the job. Now if you have a small dick, you know, women nowadays, because of the way the media is and everything is, they'll just be like, you know what, it's small, but you know how to use it. Yeah. You know,
thanks, feminism.
Good on you. Steve, thanks, ladies. Steve's the first blogger.
Yeah. No, I love that. Hold on, my clit and your dick are about the same size. That makes us equals.
Oh my God.
That's feminine.
Well, that's the payback for lower wages.
And like I said, it's people are a little more open about it now, which is great, though. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, because I felt bad for women. I do jokes about, like, I feel bad that women have to lie. I'm like, no, you're the best. It's
we don't
the biggest.
Have to lie. We never had to lie. I never lied about
you chose to lie, but also society made you lie.
I never understood, like, why lie and be like, oh, you gave me an orgasm. Like, first of all, sometimes you can have good sex. You just don't come. Like, sometimes I just have shit on my mind. And I'm like, listen, this has been great. Thank
like
you.
Like other guys.
I don't think I've ever had a woman fake but, like, it with me. Never.
No, but fake, like, sometimes I'll be stressed or whatever. And
I can feel the body tremble. Yeah, I know.
It's like a low rumble.
Yeah.
Like the fucking crowd starting to clap on two strikes on a batter.
Yeah.
And you start to feel build up.
Yes.
And then they swing and miss. It's like, ah! The stadium blows up.
I think women have been comfortable enough with me to just be like, well, I just can't get there.
Nope.
Or you're not doing the right job right now.
A lot of
it's
times
a new thing.
Women
you don't know how to get it.
Because of themselves. You know, like they've got hangups or whatever.
Or did it wrong.
I think the biggest thing you learn is, as you get older, like, or whatever, as you're progressing sexually, is that, you know, a woman will have more orgasms if she feels safe and comfortable.
Here's the thing. Women are with the gun to her head. Women have finally taken responsibility for their own orgasm. Because that's the thing. Like, it's silly to sit there and think, like, oh, this guy owes me an orgasm, you know, and he should just kind of know what he's supposed to do to make me orgasm. And I think now women, especially as they get older, take responsibility for their own orgasm. And they're like, yo, don't do that. Do this. This is what's going to get me there. And, you know, it's no longer, I'm just going to lay here and hope for the best.
Well, because you're no longer afraid to upset the man's ego.
Yeah, well, but...
Because guys are a bunch of pussies. They're like, I didn't get you off. I'm hurt now. I'm less of a man because I didn't make this woman come.
Hey, well, I came. Fuck that shit. I'm all right. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Tongue-in-cheek, you moron.
It's like...
Way to go.
It's 2015 on the right of me. It's 1953.
Monica's on the wall too.
And you know what?
Mind you, he's got the door locked so his wife can't come in and beat him.
Oh, it's open. She won't complain. Listen, you know you've got a good dick working for you when you have a girl go back on your Facebook pictures and like stuff. I'm like, oh, this photo from 2007, she just liked that? She's a stalker.
Just see, like my dick shit. Is average, but my right. hands are way above average.
That's true. So Jesus Christ. He wants Steve to fist you, is what he's saying.
Jesus Christ, Akeem Olajuwon, put those hands away.
And a girl like, do you want to just slap that sex to me? Like, can you use your fingers?
This is the first time I've ever been around another man where my hands feel kind of small. I'm happy.
Oh, this is fucking embarrassing. For me.
Yeah, like.
Oh my god, please don't take your dicks out and start comparing. Please.
That was a challenge,
by the
way.
The only reason why Steve pulled out his hand, he's like, watch Mo notice this. As he slammed it on the table.
Look at my ring finger.
I will tell you, if he finger fucked me with those sausages, I'd be happy. It'd be fine.
That's because he set himself up for not failure when he drops his pants. Well, at least the hands are bigger, all right? Yeah, I'm going to win one out of these two's battles,
right,
all right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like,
if this ain't working, he's got a kind of sick as
his stomach. Fingers are bigger than every dick in Asia. Like, his pinky finger is bigger than every dick in Asia.
He has very not monogamous fingers.
When I'm out on a date, I eat extra salt. It's great. It's
just like, look at that shit slowly.
Oh my god, he's like the hamburger helper hand.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Your hands are like the hands. We gotta buy him a white glove. That's it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have a like, girlish laugh, like the Pillsbury Doughboy laugh for your hand.
I just recently learned, too, for such big hands, I have very effeminate hand gestures. Like, I was clutching my pearls.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the Rangers lost. Oh, my God.
That's true.
I was like, oh.
Lady!
Those are the only hands that could successfully finger bang Shirley Hemphill. That's my thought.
I don't know what that is.
The fat black woman from Shirley from What's Happening.
Oh,
the
rest. Nice.
So now we've come up to the 70s.
I love that. I love that show.
We just skipped a decade.
My son has these hands.
Three generations. Does
your son have, like, is he, like, built like you?
No, my son
takes after your father?
He takes more, yeah, he's, like, small. My son's, like, 5'11", but he's, like, slim.
Oh, okay. It's not small.
He's beautiful. He's annoying.
He's beautiful. Fuck him.
Why did he have to be so great, goddamn?
He's beautiful.
Dude, he can play 5 instruments. He can sing. He does all these. He's brilliant.
Dude, you have a better son than me. Mine's 12 and does nothing.
He's 12.
Does nothing.
Listen, my son didn't.
No sports.
My son didn't get his shit together.
He throws a football like a, not even like a girl. That's like an insult to women.
Worse than Tim Tebow?
Fucking retard. Yeah, worse than Tebow.
Dude, I got an issue. My son didn't pull his shit together until I cornered him 2 years ago. I was like, get your fucking shit together or I'm going to end it.
Yeah. Well, my kid is a good kid.
When he gets his period, he'll all change.
Yeah. Jesus, but he's like, he likes video games, but he's funny now. I don't know how that. This happened. Like,
I mean, it's not a chip off the old block. You must get that from his mother.
Yeah. Well, his mom's fucking ugh.
Tell us more about his mom.
Ugh.
There you go.
He's just doing feminine hand gestures.
Oh, what a handsome
right
kid! Oh, wow. Yeah, he's gonna be a lady.
He's gonna try and finger. He's gonna try and finger pop your son, Mark. Be careful.
That's a nice head of hair.
Oh,
Mike.
I was talking to Mike Cannon last. We were talking on the way back.
Is this the girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's stunning.
And Mike Cannon goes. He goes, and I was like, oh, thanks for dropping me off. He was like, I'm just going to go home and jerk off thinking about your son. Holy crap.
What?
your son looks like he'd be like a Bollywood star.
Yeah, he does. He looks like the dude from Life of Pi. It's hilarious.
He has the hair of a solid Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
But his hair is always changing.
Just the upper lip hair.
The thing is, he has such amazing hair, and it's just like, I hate him, because...
Well, let's ask you this: since you two are obviously established fathers, I'm going to be a father. How does it, like, being a dad, either does it help? Can it help, and does it hinder you in comedy?
You're gonna have to like leave your wife.
All right, let me write that one down. Leave wife. Yeah.
First of all, let me correct that. Your wife is gonna leave you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, opening up. Listen up, ladies. Free openings.
And by the way, like. Get yourself an LLC, create it in the form of credit, because you're going to lose your credit.
Oh. Oh, good.
Credit score gone. No.
No, he's white. He's got that.
Yeah, I've got we both have great credit.
See, that's why I had a white baby. Because now.
So how's it... Okay, let's make this a two-part. How does it help you with your comedy? How does having a kid help you with comedy?
I do some material on my kid now, but I got into comedy after already being like... Having the kid, having the breakup, being totally weekend father. So it doesn't, you know, it's not like
do you're going to have every weekend.
I have them every other weekend or every weekend on Sunday, Saturday, stuff like that. But there is material there because now I'm catching them from 12. It's like watching this kid as a 12-year-old. I do some jokes on it. Like now it's about like him. I'm trying to figure out if he's masturbated yet or not.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
You know what I mean? I'm like, he's 12. Not I don't true. Know, though. I'm not sure yet. Yes. I think he's a slow learner. Like, right? I think he's
my
a
son,
little...
My son will tell you, my son's like, I've never masturbated. And I was just like, what's wrong with you?
Wait, 18?
Yeah, he's like...
But you gotta... No.
Masturbating was the original Nintendo, all right?
But you know what that's it is? You know what it is? I believe him because he's so intellectual. Like, I can see him just being like, nah, I don't got time for that. I gotta figure out the universe. You gotta realize, my son's got all these computations and equations all over the walls. He's done it, I think, probably for his girlfriend. Probably because it turns her on or whatever.
Nah, you've done it. You've had to have done it.
That's how I feel. Out of your but see, the thing is, that's how I feel. I was like, you're so full of it.
I think when you're young, you do it not even realizing it.
I think, well, yeah. Yeah. All kids go.
I was washing it. I was washing it in the showers. I got to clean with soap, and then it's like, I'm going to keep washing this a little extra wash here.
See, I did it. I started because
something came out. I kept going washing, and then something came out, and you're like,
surprise!
Whoa,
did you freak out?
Hell no. You were like, this is amazing. I love showers.
I was like, why am I waking up with a morning boner and fucking jizz on my stomach? Like, let me take care of this the old-fashioned way. Oh, I had plenty.
Mine was first in the shower.
Really?
You wash your feet. If you wash your feet and you're like, this feels great. And then you just stayed there for a while, and then your toenails flew off.
So you went from feet to...
No, I'm saying you're washing your body, right? And you're like, all right. And then you stay in one part because it feels good. And then you feels better and better as you're washing,
that's
right? As you aggressively wash.
I think you just naturally end up
masturbating. Did you do that for you? Like in the shower? How'd you find out?
I honestly was trying to remember this. Like the first time. I think it was something like rubbing my legs together or something and being like, that feels nice.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying is that
you're like, let me go a little further.
I think you masturbate without even knowing you're masturbating. Oh, yeah. You're just like, well, that's a sensation I haven't had, and it's pretty fantastic.
I think it's probably when your parents got that, like, water-pick shower hose, and you're like, oh, massage.
Yeah.
I think she started doing just to drown out the sounds of her mother and father fighting nonstop.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Oh, no noise. That's like white noise now.
Well, you know what's really funny is I remember, like, I had a Cure poster that was above my bed, but it was
Robert Smith.
Yeah.
Gets the job done.
How do you rub one out and listen to
That's what's funny is it wasn't like that, and it was the Boys Don't
Friday,
Cry
poster. I'm in love.
Like I know the poster,
And I just put it there because my walls were already full with posters, and I had nowhere else to put it, so I put it above my bed. Absolutely nothing sexual about it, and my mother actually accused me and made me take it down because she was like, I don't know what you're doing with that poster. Why does it have to be above your bed? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure I'm not doing what I think you're talking about.
She's like, Monica, you have paper cuts all over your pussy. That's why I know you're doing something wrong.
Just red lipstick, like, all over my pussy.
Why do you have staples in your vagina? What magazines are you humping now?
What was that? Yeah. What was the 80s magazine? The Teen Beat or whatever the fuck it was? That was it. Why is Michael J. Fox attached to your pussy somehow?
Dude, but you're gonna fall in love with this baby. For me, when I saw my son born, I was like, I knew then. I was like, things change. But I mean, you already got your shit together. You got a nice home, nice wife. You got nice life. I was a fucking scumbag back in the day. Alcoholic, drug addict. But I knew I was like, something's gotta change. I was 23, 24. I was like, things are gonna be different. But it is beautiful. You're gonna know like true love.
Oh.
So that might fuck you up. You might never be funny again.
Fuck!
You're gonna be like,
yo, we're taking this baby down to the fucking... We're taking this baby down to the fire fucking house.
I didn't know he was funny now.
I knew that was coming. One of you fuckers were gonna say that.
I'm just... You know what it is? Though,
I think you're funny.
Oh,
I think
he's funny. Thanks, guys.
But you know what it is? I think... You know what it is? It's
I'm
the truth.
Of
course I am.
The respect...
I'll love my daughter, but I have to keep that true.
You gotta just remember, just beat him at least once.
I plan on beating her if she's acting like an asshole.
You gotta... None of this... You go on a timeout now. You've been disrespectful. You take that kid by the throat and you pull him into a corner.
One of my best friends...
You don't squeeze. You just grab him.
I'm taking you out.
Yeah. You just look him in the eye and just be like, I will kill you.
She's gonna wrap you around.
I'm sure.
You know why? Because of all the women that you imagine. She's gonna be like, Daddy. You're gonna be like, oh my God, whatever you want. Here's a credit card.
Tea party? What?
sets.
Yeah. But you have the fears, girl. But it's all going to be good until, like,
13.
Yeah.
Until I'm told to go fuck myself on a daily basis.
So you see a Cure poster above her bed. And
you're like, this smells like Monica's vagina. What the fuck? Where are you even shopping, honey?
Take that down.
Aunt Monica, you can't come over anymore.
Why do you have so many Band-Aids on your thighs?
Yeah.